Baby names are getting more traditional and less trendy. A look at the latest list of most popular names today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-942-5485. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-942-5485. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-942-5485.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 22nd, the 235th day of the year. Sitcom stars Valerie Harper and Cindy Williams share a birthday. More babies are born in August than any other month, and it's always fun to track the trend in baby names. Romantic and old-fashioned might describe the latest for girls, or maybe just a love of vowels. The Social Security Administration says the top 5 girl names are Sophia, Isabella, Bella, Emma, Olivia, and Ava. Here are the top names for baby boys: Jacob, Mason, William, Jaden, and Noah. The list is the most notable for what's not on it. For decades, the name Michael has been among the most popular name for boys. This year, it falls out of the top 5 for the first time in a half century. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.